Good evening, Rabbeisai, Moirai veRabbeisai. More on Hilchas Nefilas HaPaim tonight, Imitz HaShem. And we're talking about Yom Kippur a little bit. I hope we get there to the last Seif in the Simon. We'll be talking a little bit about Yom Kippur. Not so much about Tachnon on Yom Kippur. Much more about going down on the floor. On Yom Kippur we go down on the floor? You will join the minion. Good question. In Rome, do as the Romans. You should do always the way the minion does. Even if you've got...
If you didn't do it in the morning...
Correct.
The man didn't do it, but the minion goes in the afternoon, doesn't.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. We'll speak about this Sivan Shaila in particular. We'll speak about that shortly. Okay. I need to still be Mashlim Sifkot and Chavov in Mishneh Berurah, who speaks about a chosen. The Ramah's final words of the page and of the Seif said, "V'loy mikri chosen ela b'yom shenichnas lechupa." Ramah says that a chosen exempts from tachanun, but who is a chosen? Chosen is only somebody b'yom chupa on the day that he actually gets married. By the way, before I continue with Mishneh Berurah, lest I forget, what about a kala? Does a kala exempt from chuppah? If there's a kala in Ezra's Noshim, I witnessed it once, the shaila. Kala in Ezra's Noshim, chosn is not there. Chosn is passed out, or he has davened, or whatever. Chosn is not there. But the kala is the Ezra's Noshim davening mincha, which he exempt. Yeah, like the chosn does. Chosn does. She's not part of the tzibur. Very good. Very good. Very good. Says Rav Ozna, says that, although Rav Ozna says that she's not part of the tzibur, she's not part of the tzibur. She is.
If her father was there?
A father of a kala will not exempt.
Wouldn't exempt.
No, he will not. He's only paying, so he's probably in the mood of saying tachanun anyway. Yeah. Pardon? Yeah, but the question is that the reason why chosn exempts is because there's a great simcha. And we're happy with him. So you could have argued that the same would apply with a kala as well. However, Rav Kagan's vault is correct. Now, Vosna says that, hold on a sec, she's not really part of the minion. She's not really joining the minion here. She's not part of it. Whilst it's interesting, because if there's an additional minion taking place in the Ezra's Noshim, let's say she's not there. There's no kala there. But there's an additional minion taking place in Ezra's Noshim. Will they say tachanun or not? Oh, so if there's no Ona Kodesh though?
So it's connected
and therefore? There's no Tachanun, absolutely spot on. Chances are you're not going to say Tachanun as a Noshim if there's an independent minion, but now if there's a Kala there, she's not, so it's, I don't know if that's a Kala.
Suda's Bris, even without the Bali Simcha, also.
Yeah. 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 I hear. Yeah, yeah. Good question. It's addressed in the poskim. So, good question. What happens if the chosn is actually present, but he has davened already? Well, they're exempt. That's a very common shayla, Rabbi Yisai.
Still counts for the minion. It's only had nine otherwise.
Yeah. It's a discussion in the poskim. The Mishneh Berurah's Lashon, the Ramah's Lashon, the Ramah's Lashon is... When you daven by the chosn, so what does that seem to imply? Well, how would you be medayik the Ramah? You are exempt if you are by the chosn. Meaning, what happens if he's davened already? So if he's there, even if he's not davening, he's exempt. Is that what you're saying? Right, just saying if you count as a minion. Now, I remember seeing a discussion amongst the poskim. I'm pretty sure that the consensus, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure the consensus was that his presence itself will take exempt. Loshna l'ramo is, k'shemispal etzel achosn, by the chosn, near the chosn, which doesn't need to be that he's actually davening, as opposed to the loshna was, yeah, we saw earlier also, beveis achosn. So there's an indication that it's not, it's his presence that exempts. But I said that there's discussion amongst the posts. I think that if he's there, he's going to exempt. Rabbi, what happens during Sheva Brochus? Chosen showing up during Sheva Brochus. Sheva Brochus, Shachis. Chosen comes to Shachis. Right, so the Gemara says, V'loi miki chosen ela b'yoyim sh'lichos l'chuppah. He's explicit. The Gemara says absolutely clearly, you will only say Tachanun, you will say Tachanun on the remaining days. Chosen comes and during Sheva Brochus, you will still say Tachanun. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, K'sh'nichos l'chuppah sif kotun chavov, uzmaneinu now again. The minhag is nowadays, she'ein noflin kol shivei me'amishti, you will not say Tachanun if the chosen is there the entire Sheva Brochus. V'afilu, even if yoyim ha'shvi, on the 8th day of the chuppah, it's still Sheva Brochus. In mispalin kodim shi chuppah, kugoyin imayor chuppah me'at kodim le'erev b'yom rishon. Einum tachnun ad yom rishon abo me'at kodim le'erev. So you'll do as long as they Sheva Brochus b'kitzah, you will say tachnun on the 8th day as well. Now says the Mishnah Berurah, v'davke imayor chosn pochu hoyakal b'sulat. This is only if they're not married earlier. If it's a zivuk sheni, if it's a second marriage, aval alman shenos almona ain't in noyik ak shloish yomim, he will only exempt for 3 days. Now says the Mishnah Berurah the following famous words. Says the Mishnah Berurah, therefore, toiv lizo, it is proper that you should be careful. Shlo yikones echosn lebeis hakneses. A chosn should not go to shul. Kol shivas yimei hamishta, all the Sheva Brochus, shenimnoin lo yimatachanun b'avuri, because he stops people from saying tachanun. That's the chosn there. Pardon? He will daven at home without the minyan. But as long as he may not exempt the tzibur from tachanun, says the Mishnah Berurah.
Well, the one having a minhag, if you can't use it, you may as well just daven in shul and say tachanun.
Yeah, so he's Mishnah Berurah feels that it's so important to say tachanun that the minhag is not such a well established, not such a strong minhag, and he doesn't like the minhag, and he says that don't rely on the minhag, better not. It's not such a shouldn't be overriding the whole tzibur's right to say tachanun.
At the same time,
correct, that's a very good question. It's a very good question. Pardon? Go out for Tachanun. Yeah, go out for Tachanun. Go out for Tachanun, to go out for Tachanun. And that some suggest. During my Chasana, I remember that I had a very, very Choshva. Chasana was here in England, in Snapfertil. And my Rav Shmulevitz came from Etzel for the Chasana. And I remember that I discussed this question with him. And he told me that he's got a Kabbalah from his grandfather, Rabbi Shmulevitz's grandfather, Yabod Mechaim, was Rabbi Lez Yudel Finkel, the Rosh Hashiva of the early Rosh Hashiva of Mir. Rabbi Lez Yudel Finkel, who really founded Mir Yeshiva, and Rabbi Lez Yudel Finkel told all his grandchildren that his sons and grandsons not to make sure not to go during Sheva Brochus, not to exempt people from Tachanun, as well as other reasons as well. But he felt very strongly for that, and he said he's telling all his Talmidim that to rely on this Mishnah Berurah and to do so. It seems to be the minhag for other reasons as well. There's other reasons as well, but definitely I think the minhag is. Do you have anything to say on this? Do you have any contrary opinion?
Are you just going to say the minhag as well?
I think the minhag is to do like this Mishnah Berurah. I think generally. I think so. I think so. I think so. I think so. Well, you never. Why you think that generally people do?
Yeah. Certain shuls that encourage the coffin to come to shul.
Ah, yeah. Really. Ah, really. Okay. So I don't know. True as well. There's definitely that as well. There's definitely that as well.
And also, the fact that who can get up for sure when you have shul every single night.
Yeah. The answer is depends where in which part of London you live. There's other parts of London that minyanim are. There is later minyanim than 7 o'clock. Apparently, there shouldn't be such places. Apparently, so yeah. Pardon, they, yeah, yes. Good. What's the halacha? Shlom Zalman asked that shaila, and other Rabbi Ashav also speaks about it. Can you go to a shul that nobody knows you? You take your shtaimel off, yeah, so that people don't know you're chosen, and you go to a shul that nobody knows you. And you anonymously, incognito, is that the word? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you daven as if you can you do that? Pardon? Why is that? People will know, people will find out. Rumors spread.
I've been to shuls where the chosuf come in and he's not known, but he makes himself known, and they say, oh, there's chosuf, we'd have to say,
But can he do that? Can he do that? Can he remain, like, not making a fuss? He davens in the corner left of shul. You know what? Could be davens as noshim. Mean, like, goes like a bit on the side.
You're really asking the question in a shul where the minhag is.
Correct. Correct. Or maybe based on the Mishnah Berurah's psak that it's wrong to stop the shul's tachanon. What's the din if you can go to shul and you're not going to stop people's tachanon because people don't know you? So it was very interesting to me, it was a chiddush to me, but many poets can say that's fine. It's fine, because the whole reason is because of simcha. You're excited, you can't say tachanun whilst there's a yid over here who's just in the shavuachas. It's a clash of emotions. So, but if people don't know you, if people don't know who it is, so there is no clash of emotions, there's nothing wrong with it, and there's a heter. So that's what some poets can say, that it's fine. Correct. Very good point. Of course, you're quite right. Points out, Rabbi Herskin points out that, of course, the chosn himself shouldn't say tachanun. So that would be an example that he would not follow the crowd. You're right. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Very good point. Right. Okay. Sif hey in Shulchan Aruch. Im chol ha-mila b'tanes tzibu. Okay. If there's a mila on tanes tzibu, mila, Mishneh Berurah says in Fekot Chov Zayin, it's not just mila, it's what in chosn. It's similarly also if there's a chosn. Mispadan in slichas ve'omrim vidui. So an exemption of tachanun does not mean you're going to omit slichas and vidui. You will say slichas and you will say vidui. Ve'enu if now playem, you will have not say tachanun. Ve'enu mevurachum, you're not going to say vurachum. Peshachas afilu mokim shenagul omru beloize. So it's not going to stop you from saying the slichas. Mishneh Berurah. So that depends on various slichas, on various days, on various minhagim. The minhagim, Abayi said, do you know anything about on the tainus, if slichas are said, there's a mila on that day, to change some of the slichas. I think there is minhagim that you makatze a little bit, the last bit you shorten a little bit. So that depends on minhagim.
They just completely skipped out speakers altogether and went straight to Minimalkanium or from Minimalkanium to Tadanium.
Interesting.
And I was like, what was going on? And apparently he set up a minhag in his shul, which was like a very balabatish shul how many decades ago, that they just didn't say speakers, even on a...
Interesting.
Not just Baha, but like, you know, Sabatavis and
Shalom. They skipped speakers altogether?
Yeah, that's what they did in that shul.
Okay. There is such a minhag. Yeah, I hear. Interesting. Seif Vav in Shulchan Aruch. Noagu. Shloilipa apneim betu be'av. This is a Shulchan Aruch that says we do not say tachnon on tu be'av, on the 15th of Av. Foloi tu b'shvat, and not on tu b'shvat. Foloi b'rosh chodesh, and we don't say tachnon on rosh chodesh. Foloi b'mincha shalefon av, and we will not say on the mincha prior to tu be'av, tu b'shvat, and erev rosh chodesh. We will not say tachanun, le b'mincha shelefonov. Foloi b'chanukah, we don't say tachanun on chanukah. V'yesh oimra b'mincha shelefonov, also on erev chanukah, we're also not going to say tachanun, b'mincha, v'chein noegin, and that is the minig. Pe'purim, on purim, a noifin al pneim, we don't say tachanun either. B'lag b'oima, a noifin lag b'oima, we don't say tachanun either. Be'erev im kippah, a noifin al pneim, v'chein be'erev rosh hashanah, afilu b'shachis. We don't say tachanun, not on lag b'oima, not on erev im kippah, not on erev rosh hashanah. Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Lamed Tu Bishvat. Why is that? Tu Bishvat. The Gemara Issa She Yom Tov Gadol Bezman HaMikdash. Excuse me. Thank you so much. The 15th of Av was a great day of great Tzimcha in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Tu Bishvat She Rosh Hashanah Leinonos V'Noagin Ashkenazim LeHarbos Oz B'Mine Peres She Leinonos. Rabbi Isai, this is all, as far as I know, that's all exists in the Mishneh Berurah about Tu B'Shvat, is this line in Mishneh Berurah. I don't think there's anything else. Maybe in Hilchos Brachos there's a short mention as well, but I don't. This is definitely the main Mekoyah. that you don't, that all there is on Tu B'Shvat is that you don't say Tachanun. Pretty much how much exists. Similarly also with regards to Lag Ba'Omer. If you're looking for halachas on Lag Ba'Omer, if you're ever trying to investigate all the Mekoros for the Medura, for the fire, for the music, for everything, one of the main Mekoros is this Ramah. You're not going to find much more. And it says that Ein Noflin, also outings and all the various Shilas, and all there is in Shulchan Aruch is that Ein Noflin Kapayim. So, V'noigin Ashkenaz L'Harbosos B'mini Peres Shal Shalilonois. So the meaning is to have Ashkenazim, to have on Tu B'Shvat a little bit of fruit of the trees. Now, there is an interesting diuk. The next Mishnah Berurah is an interesting diuk.
Interesting, because my wife from Morocco, and she's Sephardi, but they also have...
Yeah, so the Kavach Chaim also brings it. Oh. There is also by the Sephardim, the Loshen of the Mishnah Berurah is bizarre, I agree. Mm-hmm. It's strange, because it's not just Ashkenazi Shemitah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good, yeah. Right, now the... Mishnah Berurah says, "If Kotlam Edbei Shelefonu Mashma Tu B'Av Tu B'Shvat Noifim Mincha Shelefonu Ve'Enu Egin Kain." The Mishnah Berurah says, "If Kotlam Lam Edbei," he said that is a diuk that it sounds like Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat that you do say Tachnu B'Mincha, because he only says with regards to Mincha, he only brings it in the later on. He only says with regards to Chanukah. So that implies that Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av, but Mincha you will say Tachanun. But the Mishnah Berurah says that Ein Minhag Kein, and that's not the Minhag. I think generally the Minhag is no on Erev on Rabbosai, Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Av, Mincha beforehand, we don't say Tachanun. Mashveh always says a story that in Kovno, Rabbi Tzchuk Lechon, the Rav of Kovno was asked, the Balabatim says, every year by Erev Tu B'Shvat, there was a Shaila, should we say Tachanun, should not say Tachanun. And if you look at the Gabba on Erev Tu B'Shvat, there's always going to be a bit checking again and, it's Erev Tu B'Shvat, and checking, do you say Mincha B'Shelefonov, do you not say? And they asked the Kovner Rav, Rebbe Tzchuk Elchanan, the Gon, it was a Gon She'enki Dugmos, Kovner Rav. And they said, okay, once for good, can you please tell me, what is the Minhag over here in Kovner? What is the Minhag? Do we say Tachanun, Erev Tu B'Shvat, Ba'Mincha, do we say Tachanun? What is the Minhag here in Kovner? You've been Rav over here, Tendayin over here, the Rav, for some 40 years, what is the Minhag? So Rabbi Tzchuk Elchanan, a split second, he answered him. The meaning of it is that every single year we discuss it again. So we don't come to a clear conclusion. Right, so that's with regards to it. But I think generally, the Mishnah Berurah said that Ein Noegin Kein, I think that's generally the meaning. Purim, Sifkat Lamed Gimel, says the Mishnah Berurah, Purim, Hayinu B'Shnei Yom, that's 2 days of Purim. Chem B'Purim Katan, B'Shonem U'Beres, in Ibiyo, in a leap year, when it's Purim Katan, you also don't say Tachanun. You'll not say Tachanun B'Mincha before Purim. V'chein Lag Ba'Omer, Milvad Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, B'Mincha Shelefonov. So Lag Ba'Omer also, Lag Ba'Omer Eve, you don't say Tachanun either. Is that everywhere the Minhag? That is the Minhag everywhere, no? That's generally the Minhag. Rabbi said this Eve is a famous Eve as far as Reb Chaim Zonnefeld was on. Rabbi said, you know, but the Chassidim is a Minhag that. Many chassidim have a minhag that by yahrzeits of tzaddikim not to say tachanun. If you come across, you go to Stamford Hill or to chassidisha. I don't know in Shtibel. I don't know the Shtibel's general. Yeah, many often by certain yahrzeits of certain tzaddikim you don't say. So Reb Chaim Zonnefeld was not chassidish by all accounts, but he davened by chassidim, and he didn't mind when they didn't say anything. When he came to the outside of Rochel Imenu, then he asked, "Well, why not say? Didn't say Tachanun? Didn't say Tachanun?" He went up to the Gabba there. Why not say Tachanun? He says, "The outside of Rochel Imenu, the outside of Rochel Imenu." And he went very, very upset. Oh, how can it be? You don't say Tachanun? I don't say Tachanun. Why are you not saying Tachanun? He said, "We don't understand Reb Chaim Zonnefeld. When it comes to the outside of the Zidish Shava, when it comes to the outside of the." Of Remailach, when it comes to all the outside, you don't say a word. But now when it comes to the outside of Rochel Imenu, you're suddenly upset that we don't say Tachlin. Why is that? So Abraham Zonnefeld, in his Goynes, he then said, no, because that's before Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch was written long after Rochel Imenu Pstira, and Shulchan Aruch says that the days that you omit Tachlin is on Tu B'Av, Tu B'Shvat, Chanukah, Purim. Here you would have said that the Yotzer of Ochel Emeni, you also don't stachel. All the Yotzer of the later Tzadikim, there's no Shulchan Aruch against it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about it. This happened long after Shulchan Aruch's days. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything. You're not against Shulchan Aruch. But if you're talking about a Yotzer, a newly invented Yotzer of Ochel Emeni, that Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, you don't. That was Abraham Zonfeld's answer. Right, okay, but that's with regards to the days mentioned over here. The entire month of Nisan, we don't say Tachlin. For Loi B'Tisha B'Av, not on the 9th of Av. For Loi Ben Yom Kippur L'Sukkos, not between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. For Loi Metchilas Rosh Chodesh 7, Ad Achas Shavuos. Also from Rosh Chodesh 7 until after Shavuos, you also would not say Tachlin. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Hei. B'Chol Eilu Ein Oymrim HaTachlin Gam Mincha Shelifnei. You'll also not say Tachlin on the Mincha before that. Mishnah Berurah adds, Erev Tisha B'Av, that was what he said earlier. Yep. That was on two. You're saying Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, it's considered Moyed. Yeah, you're right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Tisha B'Av, yes, right, of course, yeah. Yeah, so Mishnah Berurah says that you don't say. Yeah, you don't say. Now, Mishnah Berurah mentions here the question, Rabbi Yisai, Sundays, I'm only mentioning because it was this week. Sundays, Tachlun, Rabbi Yisai. Where did you daven? Did you say Tachlun on Sunday or not? One place did. Let me hear, which place said, which place didn't say? Lubavitch did? They did say here. They didn't say here. The Netzach did not say. Okay, what's the halacha, Rabbi Yisai? Who is right and who is wrong? Don't say why? 7 days. Let's say it's 7 days. Let's see what Moshe says. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Vav. Hadach HaShavuos. The Ramos says, what does Ramos say? From Rosh Chodesh 7 until Shavuos. Okay, so says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Lamed Vav. Fiyesh Mekoyimoy, some place, Nagin Shalipol, Kalashish Yom Shachach Shavuos. Some place have a meaning not to say 6 days after Shavuos, not to say Tachanun. Why? Mipnei Shakabona Shel Chag HaShavuos Hayim Tashlumin Kol Shiva. There was a halacha that there was a Tashlumin days. There was Tashlumin days after Shavuos. There's Tashlumin days that if you didn't bring a carbon on Shavuos, additional 6 days that you can bring Tashlumin Kabonas. Now, so that in Eretz Yisrael, Vav Seven was on Shavuos was on first day was on. So we've got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So in Etzol, the last day is Shabbos. So what could you argue that this is all in Etzol, but over here in England, you count six days from the second day Yom Tov. That's going to be first day Yom Tov was Sunday, second day Yom Tov was Monday. So you count Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. The 6 days is going to be Sunday. Therefore, you don't say Tachanun on Yud Gimel Tzivan, which is the 6 days after the second Yom Tov is going to be Sunday. That's why you don't say Tachanun on Sunday. Rabbi Yisai, based on the Mishnah Berurah that we said just now, does that make sense? Yes or no?
Well, no, it doesn't make
why?
Sense. Why?
Very good. It's a very shver aminik. Because, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, the whole reason why you have 6 days is because tashlumin lekarbonos. There's no such concept in Chutz La'aretz. There's no such concept. It doesn't make any sense. You can't have tashlumin of a second day Yom Tov for karbonos. It's all relevant with regards to Eretz Yisrael, the tashlumin Eretz Yisrael. You can't bring Chutz La'aretz more tashlumin for karbon in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't make any sense, lechayra. Shlomo Zalman says that this minig of Sunday's Tachlin not to say is very hard to understand. It's a registered minig, Rabbi Yisai. It's a registered minig. So we have to raise our hands and say, okay, we have to accept it. But it's definitely a very hard minig to understand. The pashtus is that Shabbos will be the last day of omitting Tachlin. On Sunday, it would make sense to say that based on this Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
Not saying Tachlin because you can bring a Tachlin.
Yeah.
Because you can't bring a Tachlin anyway, even in Eretz Yisrael, because there's no Beis Mikdash. You only bring not saying Tachlin because that was when people could bring Tashlumin. And it's exactly the same thing first week of
Nesim is in its own days of Simcha. I actually want to say that here as well. Nesim is a bit different because Nesim itself is days of Simcha.
So at the end of the day,
you think there's a certain.
Because it's happening, whether it's
right. Okay, I'm accepting that. So you're definitely explaining the minute. Yeah, I hear that. Okay, to recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy. We learned about the chosen. The Rama says the chosen exempts on the Yom Chuppah only from Tachlon. We said the minute is all the Shabbat brachos. Mishnah Berurah says the chosen should not go to shul. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah says the chosen should not go to shul because he's going to disturb other people's tachanun. Rabbi Yisai, it's time to teach us a little bit about the importance of saying tachanun. He just tells us about the approach, that Mishnah Berurah doesn't like the idea of people coming in and exempting others. So, he's like, it teaches us about the approach on tachanun. Yeah. Mishnah Berurah, the Ramadan speaks about Mila on Tainas Tzibur will exempt from slichas, will exempt from tachanun, but not from slichas. You don't say tachanun on Tu Be'av, Tu Be'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Lag BaOmer, and generally also on the Mincha beforehand. We spoke about Rosh Chodesh 7 till Shavuos and the days following that. And we spoke about Nissan as well and Tisha B'Av, and we will learn about a new concept, the final Tzif tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Yeah.